My God, am I glad you called. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with Absolute Philosopher. My God, am I glad you called. We get calls all the time for the Worldwide Healing Ministry, and people just calling because they like our telephone number. It is so euphonious and harmonious and desirable and easy to call. Well, one person called the other day and said, I'm having troubles. I can't meet my bills. Everything is going haywire. My wife's getting angry at me and feels that I should earn more money and da da da. And I said, wow, you are so blessed. I'm so happy you called. You just made my day. It's so nice to talk to people who are so abundant, so rich, and so filled with money. Man, you know, how does it feel to go romping in your own money room? To have a room in your house that's just filled with money, and you just go on in there, and it's all paper money, you know. Big bills, you know. And you go romping around in there in your bare feet and your bare body, and roll in these thousand and million dollar bills and stuff like that, and just think, wow, isn't it great? Well, who would do such a silly thing like that? Well, Bill Gates would if he wanted to, because he's got the money. He just tells the mint or tells the bank, send over a couple of million, or no, set aside a room in the bank, Bill would say. I want a room in the bank where I can just go and romp in the money, because I can't spend it fast enough to enjoy it, so it's just kind of fun. It's sort of an interesting concept to go rolling and polling in the money. And I take my wife and kids along, and we just throw it up there, and we just have a lot of fun. And when we're done, we have no interest in money at all. We just go out and go swim in the ocean or do whatever pleases us. But, like in Camelot, I wonder what the poor people are doing tonight. And the poor people in Camelot are saying, I wonder what the rich people are doing in Camelot tonight. Now, that's what they're doing. The rich people are just having fun rolling in the money. They've got everything. They don't have to spend it on anything. And the poor people are thinking about the rich people rolling in money and thinking what fun they're having. Well, now, the poor people could take newspapers and chop them all up into little pieces, and then they could roll in that newspaper and say that it's money. It's all a matter of a perspective of how you want to look at something. And so, what the heck, you know? It's attitude, attitude, attitude. And so, when this fellow called up and he said he was having trouble with his finances, I said, wow, isn't it wonderful to be having trouble with finances, paying $1,000 bill, paying with you owe $100,000 on your house. How did you know? You know, well, everything's $100,000 nowadays. You know, and you're a billionaire. Well, sure, I'm a billionaire, but on paper, you know, roll in it, have fun with it, and do enjoyable things, and that's the way to have more. But, you know. So, you take care of my money situation. I can understand that. I can see that. It's stupid, but I can see it. Now, what about my health situation? I got a problem. No, you don't. Your problem, as far as I understand it, I haven't told you anything yet. Oh, yes, you did. Your problem, as far as I understand it, is you don't know what you are. Now, well, what am I? Well, you're whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect. Your divine self knows what to do, and all is in divine order, and all is perfect, and all is fantastic, and all is glorious, and all is wonderful, and all is super, and all is wonderful, 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 wonderful. Oh, come on now. Yes, yes, yes. When you start calling forth in your mind, in your thought, in your words, in your deeds, in your actions, and in every way that you live, that you are living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. I remember a young woman, a friend of mine. She was, maybe about 70 years old. Yeah. 70, you know. And she lived up in the mountains. What do we call her? And she had a place near the railroad track up the mountain there. And she used to have the Mexicans come in and work for her. But one day, she was walking along in her perimeter place, and her place is out in the middle of nowhere, right near the Mexican border and everything. And along come these two near-naked boys walking along, teenagers, and they had, one had an Indian outfit, you know, with a little patch for the Indian clothing, and the other was something else, and equally brief, you know. And she said, "What are you boys doing running around here naked like this?" And they said, "Oh, I didn't know we were running around naked. We're cowboys and Indians, you know." And she said, "Well, you're old enough to know you that's not cowboys and Indians." And so I said to the lady when she told me about him, I said, "You do like to take the fun out of life for people, don't you? You know, you love to have the Mexicans come and work for you. You love to have them do all of the things for you on your property. You just love to take these people who can't speak any English, and your Spanish is not much better, and you get them to do things for you because you're a very charming lady, and you give them good things to eat, and you make them feel so wanted, you know, that they stay for a week or two or longer working for you for nothing. I mean, you know, you're pretty cool." And so what does she do? She decides that she's had enough of that. And so then she dies. Now, why did she die? She didn't have to die. But her game got old. Mm-hmm. Her game got old of going around living halfway. And what did they find out? She had lots of money. She had lots of money. She had lots of money under the bed, under the mattress, in the drawers and stuff. And she didn't spend it, because she was thinking she didn't have a lot of money, and she was living a pauper's life. And yet she had all these young men coming to work for her, the Mexicans that are wetbacks going through the country, you know, the international travelers. And she had us as friends and things like that, but she still played that game. Now, are you playing that game too?